This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, no doubt, is red hot for the Messiah. Her name is Anna Roundtree. I'm speaking to her by phone at her home in Moravian Falls, North Carolina. Anna has literally had hundreds of visitations to heaven. And I can tell you that some very, very well-known spiritual people have become friends of hers and just say the most wonderful things. Here I have a quote from Suzanne Hinn about her book, The Heavens Opened. That's Benny Hinn's wife. In this exciting book, Anna Roundtree will help to take you beyond the veil into a realm where holiness, obedience, and unconditional surrender are the qualifications that will take you into the very presence of the Lord. She shares the importance of living a life of worship that has caused the heavens to be opened in her own personal life, bringing fresh understanding of the angelic realm that has taken her into the very throne of God. Anna, you were explaining on yesterday's broadcast the first time you went to heaven, an angel showed up. It was on Hanukkah. You were in a cabin. It was actually prophesied this would happen. And he escorted you up to heaven and take me from there.
As I was telling you, it was the Lord was saying, after I would ask him something, he would say, done, and then proceed, or continue, or something of that sort. And I just kept going on till I got through all those prayers that we prayed every single day together, you know. So I was praying them out loud because my husband could hear me praying these out loud, but he said he could tell that my voice changed. That I wasn't talking sort of pontificating. I was talking like I was talking to somebody. And, of course, I was. And at the end of these prayers, of all I could think of, the Father said, step forward. And I did. And he laid his hands on me. And he said, I mean, these hands of light came out from all of these blazing light. And he said, receive. And that was it. And the angel started taking me backwards. And I thought, oh, now, wait a minute. You know, you don't think you can dig your heels in heaven, but that's what I was doing. I was kind of being drug out, but I was digging my heels in because I had heard that people that died only got one shot at this. I said, oh, no, you only got one shot. What if I'd forgotten to ask for something? And I just got to ask for something. And the Father said, the way is open between us now. And if you have forgotten to ask something, you can ask me anytime.
He knew what you were thinking.
That's right. And then I went out with the angels, and we went back through those curtains. But instead of the angels being very businesslike as they had been before, they were smiling and very, very, you know, very warm then. And the angels have been very warm since that first encounter. They were rather, I guess it was an official, you know, thing that they were doing. And so they were being official.
What is it like to go in your spirit to heaven? I mean, it's a weightless feeling, almost like an astronaut in space.
Well, yes and no. It's it's such a natural thing that you really don't think of it like that, like going, you know, like that. It isn't like that. It is, you have a spiritual body that is like your natural body, except that it's the age of your spiritual self. So that when I went to heaven, I was older than 20, but I was only 20 years old in my spirit, and I went as a 20-year-old.
Oh, so in other words, each person, is it the number of years that you've been a believer when you say age in the spirit, or how you've matured?
I don't know. All I know is that I was a 20-year-old, and the maturity between the first and second book has to do that I'm older in the spirit, you know.
Now, when you went to heaven, did you see anyone you knew?
Yes. I saw my father, and I mentioned that in the second book. I do not speak to him, but I saw him.
Now, why didn't you speak to him?
He was in a crowd.
But did he know you were there?
He saw me, and I saw him.
Yes. Did he smile at you? Did he wave at you?
No, he didn't wave. The circumstance was too formal for waving. But I saw him, you know, and it was it was very satisfying to see my father there. But I don't speak to the humans. I haven't been given to speak to humans. The Lord has me speaking and telling about heaven and how people are trained by angels and by the Holy Spirit, by the Son, and by the Father himself.
Speaking of training, tell me about this next move where you said there'll be two angels with specific men or women. Will this be thousands of men and women that'll move in the miraculous of healing?
Yes, I believe it will be very general. It will be very, very general.
And how far off are we?
I don't know. Oh, I wish I did know. It would be wonderful if it was tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Well, I happen to believe it's closer rather than further away, which means
I hope so.
Well, we've got to be making up for some lost time.
Yes, that's true. But you know, like a buildup of water in a pipe, because we have been between great moves of God for so long, I think that the buildup is going to that when he comes, he is going to step down and crack more than sideboards as he did in the Welsh revival. He's going to crack our hearts, and things are going to be very different. Whether we will hold that, though, I just pray that we will hold it.
Now, what about the average person that's listening to me right now that's not in ministry, that can they be part of this next move? Can they have the intimacy you have? Can they go to heaven?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I don't really think of myself in ministry. I was a minister's wife, but that's the way I spent most of my married life with my husband. I was simply a minister's wife. I, you know, I would teach the children, but I was not the leader or the, I wasn't what I would say in ministry. I'm very surprised that the Lord would use me at all. I honestly feel that, I'm really sort of like the least. In fact, when we went to Arkansas and we're in that cabin that I told you about in the mountains over that first Hanukkah, I said to my husband something that I said, I wish I had an anointing. And he said, well, Ann, who are you to have an anointing? Now, if he could say that to me, You know?
I understand.
Right.
It's now when the miraculous anointing hits us, and it will soon, very soon, I believe. I believe that it'll be so strong that people won't have to meditate on healing scriptures for 20 years and confess it and do a checklist. Have I done this? Have I done that? It's just anyone in the presence of that anointing is going to get healed.
Absolutely. It's when the anointing of comes from the Lord, and especially in a great outpouring, it is so entirely supernatural. You don't have to hold your mouth right.
Well, have you ever been in that type of an anointing where everything that you ask happens, everyone is healed?
I wouldn't know if everyone were healed, but I write about that in the first book. I just allude to it, you know, that we had stepped into that kind of an anointing, and it was entirely supernatural, and it lasted for a period of time, and
people were healed of everything.
They were healed of all sorts of things. I wouldn't know if it was everything because these people were on a prayer board. I mean, they didn't even have hands laid on them. We were simply praying.
Boy, I'm looking for that day.
Yeah, we were just praying for people that were on a prayer board, but the Lord
came unity
with anointing.
Unity is so important.
Well, it is, but there is a great misconception concerning unity, and there are different circles, you might say, of unity. And I think we're to be tolerant and loving of everyone. But when the Lord intends to do something, he will bring the two or three together. Or, as it was in the Redeemer, for a major move of God, he will bring 12. Something like that. But it's very hard for that many people to be in absolute unity, their lives in complete unity. But the two or three, he can do that with two or three. And those, when those are in unity, when he's brought them and they are in unity and they are obedient to pray, he will do miraculous things. But, and it benefits everyone. You see, it benefits everyone. It isn't like an exclusive thing. They may be the match that the Lord uses, strikes the match, you might say. He might use those prayers of those individuals. But for everyone to be in that kind of unity, I would say it's impossible, you know. We do have some very sort of childish ideas.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Ms. Bucha, you want to read a lot of this in her book. It's called The Heavens Opened. We're making it available for $16 postage paid. Call or write today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Ish Bucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.